The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, February 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. As Russian forces push further into Ukraine, U.S. officials say American military personnel in Poland are preparing to move closer to the border with Ukraine to aid an influx of Americans and other nationals fleeing Russia's invasion. Meanwhile, the U.K. is expected to announce a fresh round of sanctions on Russia, including restrictions on the export of key technology products and a ban on the Russian state and state-linked businesses issuing debt in the U.K. U.S. stock markets opened sharply lower in response to Russia's military action. At midday, the Dow Jones Industrials had entered correction territory, down roughly 550 points, or about 1.7%. The S&P 500 was down 0.8%, but the Nasdaq recovered from morning losses and had inched higher. And new data shows the U.S. economy continues to recover from the pandemic. The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy grew at a 7% annual rate in the fourth quarter of last year compared to the previous quarter, and the Labor Department says new applications for unemployment benefits edged lower last week, remaining near historically low levels, reflecting a tight labor market as COVID-19 cases continue to decline. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.